views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hi, this is Shannon, and I'm talking to you live from Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm broadcasting to you on Spirit Guidance Radio. That's the name of the show. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're broadcasting to you also on WBLQ. The theme for today's program is, "It always seems impossible until it's done." This is a quotation by our president who just passed away, Nelson Mandela. "It always seems impossible until it's done." Many of you know the life story of Nelson Mandela, that he was imprisoned as a political rebel, and he was kept on Robben Island for 27 years. And during that time, he planned, he learned, and he strategized about how to take over the country and turn it into a place of freedom and democracy. And he did so through compassion. So I have asked for Nelson Mandela to be my hero for this month, the month of April. I actually planned it before he passed away, and here he is in heaven now, able to help us, I hope, shining down on us. And what I'm learning about the way that Nelson Mandela dealt with the world has to do with what we said in the introduction, to bring brave changes into your life and to bring soul into your everyday life, because that's how he lived. In every clip I ever saw of him and everything I've read that he wrote, and I've been doing some studies into his biography and learning more about his life story, especially through the powerful quotations that he often used, because he was quite poetic. He really reached out to people who were different from himself. And he never lowered himself, but he never raised himself up onto a platform. So the characteristic that I'm integrating into my life for this book that I'm writing called The Heroes Project is compassion. You can remember that the root of compassion is com, meaning with, and passion, meaning feeling. So it's when we can feel with the other person. You can see other words that sound like this in companion, one that we break bread with, com and pan, com meaning with and pan meaning bread. A companion is someone that you sit down and break bread with. It means that you're on an equal plane. You can see it in comrade, someone who is your equal, someone who is a soldier alongside of you. And so that's what I'd like to introduce you today to do today. This, oh, you know, I have a cold, so I'm really trying not to cough while I'm talking to you on the microphone. So I'm working on that. That's my area of study for this month. And I'd like to welcome you to the month of April. So Spirit Guidance Radio is going to dedicate the next 4 weeks to quotations from Nelson Mandela, looking at compassion and how to use it. And I have so much wonderful information to share with you today, and I'd like you to call in also with your question. The number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. If you're calling from within America, you just dial 800-930-2819. And why would you call in? You would call in if you have a question for your angels and guides, because I'm a spirit guide interpreter, someone who helps people get answers to their questions. I've had some really wonderful questions and answers lately. I have a number of shows. And on one of my shows yesterday, I was talking to somebody about the decision that she was going to make to be an entrepreneur. And they gave her the name of a meeting, like a networking meeting that she was supposed to go to. And it's called The Hookup Dinner. It's for young entrepreneurs, very sassy, very groovy, and The Hookup Dinner, right? And she said, yes, I've already got a ticket and I'm ready to go. What that means is that when I get advice for you, it is specific and personalized to you. So they knew that she was going there. I, myself, as the middleman, I didn't know that that was something that she already knew about. But she and her guides had already been working on that. They had given her the suggestion. She had taken them up on the suggestion. And hearing it from me as an interpreter or an amplifier was a really great confirmation for her. She was so excited to go. And then she asked, how should she handle it and what should she do? And she was going to give a workshop. And so the idea was for her as an entrepreneur, to make money right away. Maybe that's your question too. Are you worried about starting your own business and you don't know how you can make money right away? Do you not have enough capital and you don't know where to start? Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Maybe this is the kind of phone call that we're going to get. Hi, this is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, I'm ready to hear your question. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You go.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you fine. There's just quite a long gap in between my talking and your talking. So you go ahead and you say your question. Can you do that?
Yes. My only question is this one. I just wanted to know if my wife is faithful to me.
You know, did you know that you can't ask that question on my show? You can never ask a question about another person. Is she faithful to me? We could take the version of the question, should I remain in this marriage? So may I please ask that question instead?
Yes. Should I remain in this marriage?
You should definitely remain in this marriage. And one of the worries that you have, this paranoia and this fear, actually comes from a digestive problem that you are suffering. So what they want you to do is to start taking a tablet called a probiotic. A probiotic repopulates the flora of the intestines, and it stops people from having obsessive compulsive disorder, and it stops people from being paranoid. Because in fact, my friend, you are paranoid not only about your marriage, but you're also paranoid about money, and you're paranoid about business. May I ask you, is that true?
I beg your pardon. What was the question? What?
Are you paranoid?
Paranoid, I can... Yes, now I'm no longer... I've lost trust into... And it's not really to be paranoid. And I'm also scared because actually I found out that because I lost my money and everything, I'm no longer working the way that I used to. I found out that my partner become to act differently. And that is the fear that I'm having now.
Perfect. I understand that you're having problems in many areas of your life. That's what your angels are telling me. Can you please change you by taking this medicine called probiotic? Are you hearing me?
Yes, probiotic.
Pro, P-R-O, like professional, pro.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Go to the chemist now and go buy some of this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. We'll be taking a short break, but when we come back, I'd like to hear from you. And 1-800-930-2819 is the phone number to call. Speak to you soon.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, welcome back to segment two of Spirit Guidance Radio. I have Dora on the line. Hi, this is Shannon. What's your question today?
Hi, Shannon. My question is, years ago, I woke up to being visited by someone, and it seemed to be of a higher presence, almost felt like you were visited by a very high spiritual something where it literally made you feel like get on your knees, and I woke up practically crying. Do you have any idea what that might have been or what kind of visit that was for me?
You're right. That's exactly what it was. And I've also had that in my life. And it's shocking. It's scary. And it brings to mind the biblical word awe, which we use so incorrectly these days when we say, oh, yeah, that's awesome. But what you had was an awe-inspiring experience. And the same root is in the word awful, because it's kind of awful, isn't it? It's really like terrifying and moving
would have been
shocking.
The term for me, because it felt like you were kneeling in the front of something very spiritual, almost godlike.
We get these visits a lot in our dream life. It's much, much more rare for anybody to have an encounter like you did where it feels as though it's face-to-face. Now, what your guides are telling you right now is what they would like you to revisit is the story from the Old Testament where Jacob wrestles the angel. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you go look up that passage and reread it for yourself?
Okay.
Okay, that's cool. Did you have a follow-up question like, and so what? You know, like, and so what was that for?
That'd be the next thing.
Mm-hmm. What they're telling me is, you've had those visits a lot, frequently, but they haven't been conscious ones. And every time, what happens to you is you get elevated to the next plane in terms of your ability to deal with problems. So you've had challenges. Of course, we've had challenges in our lives, but you deal with them with grace and panache, and you don't let yourself lose your temper, and you don't shout at people very often. You're really very cool about stuff. So every time you get one of these visits, you get an upgrade to your package, and it means that you are a person with a great deal of discernment.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Is that true in your life, Dora?
Yes, to an extent. Maybe in that form.
Well, I mean, some people, I don't know if they would ever admit it, but I can ask you this question because I'm asking you the opposite. Are you petty and selfish?
Negative. No, I'm not.
Exactly. So most people are, to tell you the truth. Most people, to some degree, are petty, selfish, self-concerned, narcissistic, and can't see the other person's point of view. Whereas you, Dora, actually can easily step into somebody else's moccasins.
Oh, gotcha. Yep. That's a lot of empathy.
Is that how you feel?
A lot in my heart chakra.
Yeah, you're naming our theme. We're working on the heart chakra just now. After I hang up, that's about what I'm going to go to.
Good. Good thing I'm here and listening today.
Well done. Thank you for calling in today, and keep in touch.
Thank you. Take care. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. So Dora has introduced the theme that I have already prepared. Thank you, Dora. Thank you, my production assistant, Dora. We're talking about the heart chakra today. As I've been leading you through week by week, if you want to go back into the podcasts, I've been talking about looking at each chakra on the body and seeing which ones are blocked on you and how to open them, close them, and make them the right size so that all of your energy centers are working properly. So I've found this on the internet for you. Is your heart chakra blocked? Here's how to open it. Yeah, it's from mindbodygreen.com. I was looking for something that aligned and made sense with what I already know. And then she also throws in some other things too, which I thought was helpful. This is written by Taylor Alexis Smith. She's a yogini from Miami Beach, Florida, who practices Ashtanga yoga. Yeah, so there's some yoga stuff in here, and I'm not a yogi. I have sat in on yoga classes, but it's not something that I know very well. So here's what she has to say. Determining whether your chakras are balanced is quite an elusive subject. People often seek healers or Reiki masters to rebalance them when it's just as easy to look inward and dig deeper within yourself. Signs that your heart chakra might be blocked include feelings of shyness or loneliness. If you have an inability to forgive or a tendency to lack empathy, you may be leading with your head more often than with your heart. Flip that the opposite way, and an overpowering chakra can include feelings of codependency, looking outward for acceptance or fulfillment, intense jealousy, or harsh judgment of others. Those are also red flags. Okay, so I'm going to interrupt for a second. They're talking about the front chakra, which is in the front of your chest, and then the back chakra like this. And then they're also talking about whether a chakra is too open or too closed. So too open is like, it's on 10. It's dilated to 10. You don't need it to be dilated to 10. Maybe you need it to be dilated to 5. You would need it to be dilated to 10 if it was your wedding day, or if you were making love with your partner and you're so happy, or if you were holding your baby and giving him a kiss. Those are times when it's really, really a good idea. You're in a safe, beautiful, wonderful, loving space, and you're staring into the eyes of your beloved. Okay, go ahead and open your heart chakra to 10. If you walked around like that all day long, you would be picking up way too much nonsense, and it would be too intense, and you might be too intense for other people. They would be like, okay, that's enough of the hug. Thanks. You know, the 10-second hug, that's enough for me. Thank you. But if your heart chakra is too closed, you're like the Grinch whose heart was three sizes too small. The Grinch had a shrunken heart. Okay, so back to Taylor. If you fall into the blocked category, figuring out how to rebalance your chakras really boils down to repressed emotions. Whether it's a traumatic event stemming from childhood that you can't even remember, or a grudge you're holding so tightly from last week, when you repress your feelings, your heart chakra's balance gets out of whack. Try to set these three intentions to extinguish your repressed emotions, whether you're consciously aware of them or not.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.